Hello everybody and welcome back to another English with Fraser podcast. Recording this on the Monday and obviously put out two episodes yesterday. So as I said before, we are on a roll. We're keeping the momentum going, keeping the content coming. Now today's episode is going to be about lunch, more specifically what English people usually eat for lunch, what lunches we prefer, what lunches we buy, what lunches we take to work, and what lunches we eat at home. As I do believe, if we're commuting to work, our lunch choices are slightly different to when we're at home at the weekend and we have free time to prepare and cook lunches ourselves. So without further ado, let's get started. Now, firstly, what do English people eat for lunch when they're commuting to work, when they're at school or at college or at work? So when they're not at home. So this is going to be section one of this podcast. Now, the obvious answer that may not be obvious to you guys, but if you're living in the UK, we all know this is the obvious answer, and that is a meal deal. Now, the meal deal truly is a thing of legends. Initially, it was a Tesco thing. However, I am aware that Boots, which is a sort of a Smellies cosmetic well-being shop, they also do a meal deal. But Tesco's certainly the supermarket that made the meal deal famous, at least in the UK. It is completely renowned everywhere that the Tesco meal deal is the Mount Rushmore of meal deals. The Tesco meal deal is the creme de la creme of meal deals, even though that creme de la creme is French, so excuse that phrase on an English podcast. Now, the meal deal can actually tell us a lot about English eating habits and lunch eating habits, because the meal deal really at its core is designed to be purchased for lunch. You can buy them and eat them for dinner, perhaps if you're a student. I used to do that quite a lot. But the meal deal is mainly aimed at those that pop out on their lunch break and need a quick lunch. So what does the meal deal consist of? The meal deal consists of three component parts. Part one is the main. Part two is the drink. And part three is the snack. Now we're going to start with the main. Now the main, classically speaking, is a sandwich. And it always was a sandwich. And this says a lot about British culture, that the sandwich is sort of the number one lunch item. So it's the most famous, it's the most quick, it's the easiest. And to me, it's incredibly British to have a sandwich for lunch. The beauty of the sandwich is it can really be anything. It just depends on the ingredients you choose to put inside it. So classically, it would be two pieces of white bread, although you can also use whole wheat bread, whole grain bread, which is supposed to be healthier for you. But it usually was and usually is two pieces of white bread. And then you need some butter or margarine to spread on the inside of both pieces of bread. And then you sort of choose your ingredients or your sandwich fillers, you could call them. Now, the most popular ones are usually meat. So we're talking ham, chicken, turkey. Pork and beef a bit more rare, I have to say. It's mainly your, ham is pork actually. Sorry, beef a bit more rare. It is mainly your ham, chicken, turkey, and also can be tuna. So bit of fish there. So we'll start with the most basic one, which would be a ham sandwich, and that's just ham, butter. But then there's also tuna and sweet corn. That's one of my favorites. So that's tuna, sweet corn, mayonnaise mixed together, bosh, put into the sandwich. Also, you could have cheese. So cheddar cheese is very popular in the UK, a British cheddar. You could have a bit of cheddar cheese and also pair that with some Marmite. You may not have heard of Marmite, but Marmite is this sort of brown, really thick paste. It's made from yeast. It kind of sounds really bad, but it certainly splits opinions. So there's always this, are you in the Marmite camp or are you not in the Marmite camp? And I actually think the advertising slogan is love it or hate it, because Marmite really does divide opinions. So it's one of those, it's similar to Vegemite, which is a Australian brand, but it's similar to that. So it's very brown, almost tar looking. So back to the topic. What other mains can you get? Now, these mains are other sort of classic lunchtime choices. So you can get a wrap. So this is really similar to a sandwich. It's not actually British per se. It's kind of more maybe Mexican. But you've got your fillings inside and then you've got a tortilla wrap. Often you'll have chicken and then salad and some salsa wrapped together. I do think chicken with a wrap is probably an incredibly popular choice for lunch. So a lot of British people eat that. Another thing you can get in the meal deal main instead of a sandwich is sort of pasta or pasta salad. So for example, you'll get some pasta and then there'll be a little bit of tuna and then some sauce, maybe a white sauce. Or also quite popular is penne pasta, which is a type of pasta, and then chicken and then a tomatoey sauce. So as you can see, this isn't British, is it? It's Italian because it's pasta, although this is incredibly popular and chose a lot in meal deals. And outside of meal deals, people also prepare pasta when they have packed lunches at work. So they're your mains, they're your classic mains in a meal deal. And then also on top of that, you get a snack. Now the snack originally and classically was either a bag of crisps or a chocolate bar. However, recently they're bringing out more fresh and new ideas and sort of spreading the horizon. So you can actually get two boiled eggs as a snack in your meal deal. You can also get sort of small sausages. You can also get some fruit if you're going healthy. But crisps are the classic meal deal snack. Now, I think the UK really do love crisps. For our listeners from around the world, you may have heard them called potato chips, but we call them crisps. Potato chips is the American word, but the British word is crisps. Now, crisps are really good. I love crisps, to be honest. You can get loads of different flavors, but the most popular flavors in the UK would be salt and vinegar, which has got a nice tangy flavor to it. They're my favourite. I love them. Ready salted, which is just plain salted, and they're often red packets. So Walkers, which are called Lay's in different countries and across the world, but we call them Walkers. That's where they originally came from. They're ready salted, so their salted is just a classic bright red. Also, you've got cheese and onion, incredibly popular. So the Three Horsemen. So the three classic flavours are ready salted, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. If you want some more rogue shouts that are also popular that you may not have heard of, prawn cocktail. Doesn't really taste of prawns, to be honest. It's also got a sort of sweet, tangy flavour to it. And then also ones that I really love are sweet chilli or spicy chilli. I just love spicy crisps. They just go so well with a sandwich and a drink. My favourite. And there's one called Monster Munch. If you Google Monster Munch, I think they're called Flamin' Hot. Monster Munch Flamin' Hot. That is my number one favourite crisps of all time. followed closely in second place by McCoy's, that's the brand name, McCoy's Salt and Vinegar. McCoy's Salt and Vinegar, unbelievable, love those. Back to the meal though. Lastly, you finish it off with a drink. Now, the drink's choice has increased a lot in recent times as well. But beforehand, it would be like your Coca-Cola, your Lucozade Energy, maybe a Fanta Orange. But now you can actually get coffees. So Starbucks do small coffees. You can get in the meal deal. You can get water, sparkling water, fruit juice, smoothies. So whatever you want, you can get. You can even get protein shakes. So if you go into the gym and need to hit your protein amount, this could be the perfect choice. Now for me, what's my go-to meal deal drink? I usually either go for a Pepsi Max Cherry or I'll go for a green smoothie. Now, one little final thing on the meal deals before we move on is a lot of people try a small game where the meal deal costs from Tesco £3.50. It used to be £3. And then after a certain world event in 2020, everything went up. And then it was £3.75. And then I think now it's £3.50 if you have the Tesco Club card, which is a special card for Tesco shoppers. And that sort of gives you discounts. So now it's £3.50. But a lot of people try and get the most expensive meal deal combination possible. And then you get a big sort of discount to £3.50. So if you get a sandwich, you can get a triple sandwich with three sandwiches in. And then you get an expensive coffee. And then you get maybe a chocolate bar or big bag of crisps. And it might actually cost sort of £7. And then with the meal deal, you can get it down to £3.50. So interestingly enough, not just Tesco do meal deals. It's so popular that other supermarkets do meal deals. But if you hear meal deal, a lot of people will be talking about Tesco. So that was talking about grabbing a quick lunch when you're at work or when you're at college. But if people have time, they obviously cook other things. So now we're going to talk about what do English people eat for lunch, say if they're at home. Now, keeping on the theme of bread and carbs, a lot of people have something on toast. So it might be your two pieces of toast into the toaster, put butter or margarine on it, and then add eggs on toast. Could be scrambled eggs, could be fried eggs. Depends how you like your eggs. Occasionally I've seen poached eggs. Not as popular, but it could happen. So you could have eggs on toast. That's a classic lunch. Or you could also have beans on toast. Very stereotypically British. Whether people eat that often, I'd say no, but I'd probably eat beans on toast once a month. Something like that. Now, another really popular lunch would be a sandwich. But this sandwich has its own category. It's that good. And that's the bacon sandwich. I think bacon sandwich with ketchup has got to be one of the most satisfying lunches you can have personally. And that's just back sort of rashers of bacon. So it's different from American bacon. American bacon's quite thin. And whereas English bacon's sort of a bit thicker. You've got a whole rasher there. So there's fat along the edge, but in the middle, that's just all meat. Whereas the American one seems like there's fat all across it and can't really describe it that well. So you could have a bacon sandwich or you could also prepare some sausages. So then you've got bacon and sausage sandwich or drop the bacon and just sort of have sausages. So it could be sausages and egg. Now this is eaten at breakfast time as well, but a lot of the time you can push it back and have it for lunch, and that's completely acceptable and is the done thing as well. So that sort of builds on the classic English fry up, the classic English breakfast. So sausages, bacon, eggs, tomato, mushrooms. You can combine any of those things with toast. A lot of people have that on toast, and that's sort of a lunch done for them. Now, going away from bacon and sausages, I'm going to say soup. Now, soup is quite a popular lunch eaten in the UK. You could also bring soup in and prepare it at work. Often you'll have a pre-bought soup. That could be in a tin, like Heinz soup, or it could be in a plastic container from a supermarket. And those ones are usually a little bit more expensive. Now, what are popular soups eaten in England? For me, number one most popular would be tomato soup. That's a nice tomato, very creamy, a little bit of sweetness. The most famous brand for that is definitely Heinz. And although Heinz is the most famous and popular, it is an American company. So Heinz baked beans, loved in the UK, actually is American. And baked beans on toast, funnily enough, was started initially in America. So if any Americans sort of try and make fun of the British for liking beans on toast, yes, they have a point, we do. But it was actually started and made over there, over the pond, as they say, made and originated in the United States. Apart from tomato, another popular soup flavour would be chicken, or you could go chicken and mushroom. Now, chicken soup's very famous for winter days. If you've got a fever or a cold, people recommend chicken soup. Chicken soup's a really good choice. And then you've got some more less popular options, so pea and ham. So peas being the green small vegetable, and then ham being meat, pieces of ham inside. That's another popular option. You can have carrot and coriander. So that's your classic spiced from the coriander, and then a bit of sweetness from the carrot, especially when it's sort of blended up and made into a soup. The carrot's got that nice natural sweetness to it. Now, I'm not going to bore you too much talking about soups any longer. So what else would English people have for lunch? Honestly, sandwiches are that's the most common. That's the biggest winner here in this competition. I'd say maybe 60 to 70% of people have a sandwich for lunch. Especially if you're at school as well when you're younger, had a lot of sandwiches. Now, there are some other special mentions, and one of them is the humble sausage roll. Now, the sausage roll is very popular from Greggs. Greggs sausage roll, that as well is a thing of legend. So the sausage roll is sausage in the middle, although it's not a hot dog where it's just one whole sausage. It's usually sort of the leftovers of the pig, the cheap cuts of meat, mashed together, made into a sort of sausage shape. And then it's got lovely crisp pastry around the outside. So the sausage is in the middle. There's like a little cover over the top, a little hood of pastry. So the pastry encompasses the whole sausage, and the sausage is inside there. And then that's put in the oven and then cooked beautifully. So it comes out, nice sort of brown tint to it. And then the sausage in the middle is really hot and warm, and the crisp, nice bite when you bite into the pastry, and it's sort of light and fluffy pastry, and then nice warm sausage in the middle. Absolute classic. I think nearly every English person loves a sausage roll. We're very proud of the Greggs sausage roll. And there's unbelievable news for those that can't eat meat, as they have vegan sausage rolls. And I used to work with a friend of mine, and he was Muslim, so he couldn't eat pork, and he had the vegan sausage rolls, and even he said the vegan sausage rolls were really good. So if you're ever in the UK, I would recommend going to Greggs and trying a sausage roll. There's even a famous meme where our former Prime Minister Boris Johnson says vegan sausage roll, and he says vegan sausage roll. I'll drop a link to it, but it's very famous for some reason, Greggs. And Greggs is one of those shops where every high street and every city centre has loads of Greggs in them. So I think they're really accessible and just deeply ingrained into British eating culture now. And in the same category as sausage rolls, these other quick things you can just grab and eat. And I would say also from Greggs, you can get a chicken tikka slice or something of that ilk. So that is similar to a sausage roll. So it's like a pasty, pastry around the outside that holds together the meat in the middle. And then in the middle is chicken tikka, which is actually Indian, so sort of curry style chicken. That's another really popular one. Apart from that, you could get a Cornish pasty. Now, this is quite niche, and if you're not from the UK or lived in the UK, you probably would never, ever have heard of one of these. So that's like a big pastry. So imagine the pastry is in the shape of a half moon, so a crescent, so a semicircle. And it's a bit like a big dumpling. So you've got your Chinese dumplings, but it's made from thicker pastry. So you put the meat and the potato and the vegetable in the middle, and then you fold the pastry over, and then you, like how you make a dumpling, you sort of make finger dents all around the outside of the pastry to keep the air in, and then you've got like a pastry package. So in the middle, instead of it being like a bao bun, it's like a British version, but a lot bigger. So they're really popular. And the story of them is that people from Cornwall, there used to be a lot of miners that would go down the mines to mine coal, to mine other minerals. And they'd need something that they could put in their pockets and take down with them. So the wives of the Cornish miners would make these Cornish pasties. Now, Cornwall is a region in the west of England, along the beaches, really lovely, really beautiful, near Devon. So that name comes from Cornwall, so Cornish pasty. That's another classic English lunch. So the theme here is you can get a big lunch, but most people want something quick. They want something easy. They either want something they don't have to cook much, or something they can go to a shop and grab and eat it in sort of 5-10 minutes. So that's why the sandwich is so popular. That's why soups are so popular, because you can just put the soup in a bowl, put it in the microwave, and then eat that. Most people usually add bread to the soup. So they'll drink the soup with a spoon, and then they'll have a piece of bread or crusty bread that they dip into the soup and eat it that way. But this leads me nicely onto eating lunch at work etiquette. So the other day I'd prepared some delicious egg fried rice with a Chinese style dish, mixed it all together, put it in a container. Then I brought it into work, went for a walk at lunchtime, came back to eat it, and thought, okay, I'll just heat it up in the microwave and then eat it at my desk. Can't remember if I had tuna in it. It might have had fish in it. It was definitely Chinese smelling. Put it in the microwave, went back to my desk, started eating it. And then just as I was getting into my first bite, my boss walked up to me, looked at me and just said with an angry tone, "This is an office. Eat that in the kitchen." Just got absolutely scolded for that. I mean, I didn't have a reply. There were no words to say. Completely caught out. So one thing you have to remember when bringing food from home to the office is whether it smells or not. So if you went for a fish pie, probably not going well. But I've always wanted to bring like a really bad smelling trout dish into work or my previous work and eat it there and see if I get told off. But it's probably not worth it. Anyway, slightly shorter episode today than usual, but still a decent amount of content and new words there and more cultural information and cultural points for you to chew on, so to speak. If you enjoyed it, please do drop a like, give a rating, 5-star rating, drop me a comment with any suggestions, send an email. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next one. So thanks for listening. Bye-bye.